crystalline by instance, that we should know what is asparja and what is madhurya. What is asparja?
Opulence.
Means?
Opulence, it means majesty, majestic feature of the Lord in Dwarka, Mathura, and Narayana, Vaikuntha. Worship with awe and reverence.
And madhurya?
Sweetness, which overpowers the opulence. Sweetness of his pastimes, of his
quality. But it will not be sufficient. Only sweet is not madhurya, because we taste some sweet things, but it is not madhurya. With family, we taste something like this. A kishore boy tastes everything, what we call madhurya, but it is not madhurya. In behind, there should be asparja,
opulence.
It should be. Without it, madhurya cannot be. Maha-aishwarya, you know? Maha-aishwarya. Aishwarya means opulence. So, a great opulence may be or not may be. When Krishna pastimes is going on as in Nar-lila. Nar-lila, you know?
Human, like a human.
Not passing, overgoing. Nar-lila. Then it is madhurya. A Maha-aishwarya may be, a Maha-opulent may be or not be. No question. But Krishna pastimes should be like Nar-lila, then it is madhurya. And if Maha-aishwarya is there, Krishna and Krishna Bhakta both are knowing that Krishna is knowing that I am Ishwar, I am God. And that Bhakti is also knowing that he is God. Then it is Maha-aishwarya. That pastime is going on not like human actions. By instance, we are seeing that Arjuna is Vaidhavakta. No, not Vaidhavakta, but Krishna and Arjuna are fighting. Krishna, Arjuna saw Vishwaroop. When he saw Vishwaroop, he told Krishna, I have done so much
offense
in your lordship. I have told you, Sakha, you are God, you are my Aradhya. And I have told you, Sakha, and I have ordered you to do
drive my chariot.
It is Aishwarya Leela, because Krishna was in a mood that I am Ishwar, and he showed Arjun his Aishi Roop. Aishi means Ishwar Roop. And Arjun saw that thing and he left his Sakhyabhav. So it is Aishwarya Leela. Also, Vasudev and Devaki, when they saw, after killing Krishna, Krishna came to them and Baldev, they actually began to worship and do so much astav and stuti. Here Krishna also took Kans and killed him. He was in Ishwar Bhav. He also knew that I am Ishwar. and they also knew that they are Ishwar. So it is Aishwarya Bhav. Krishna went to Govardhan, and in only one finger, he took Govardhan on this finger for 7 days. And Indra came and had done abhishek to Krishna. And Yashoda also heard this. All were assembled and were telling that, call Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and say, we should see, say, that you should not believe that Krishna is your son, he is God. And you should not kill him, you should not, and bad names should not be given. Don't tell him thief, liar, and all other things, because it will be offense. Yashoda was so much pleased that his son had taken Govardhan for 7 days. And all are praising to my son. So his breast became so much swollen. And he was so much garba. Proudy.
Proud.
If a woman hears his children anything good, he becomes so pleased. So he becomes. But he never told that Krishna is God. So it is Madhuri. He knew that this action was not for ordinary person. But yet he has, he knew that he is my only child, my son. Other hand, gopis. When Uddhava came and told them, I have perhaps told you last day that gopis are telling that Krishna in not in this birth, but also past his Ishwar, Bhagavan. In Ramchandra also he had done so many things. He was very vashibhut to Sita Devi. So they have Ishwar Bhav. They knew by Purnima, they are telling that Purnima has told this or Gargacharya has told this. So they knew that Krishna is God, yet they never saw him as a God. Always my feet is set. That red thing has been lost. You should do it. And order so many things. And they are angered to Krishna. If they knew that he has got it, they... But they are angry that behaving Krishna as if Krishna is their own. So here, being the Ishwar Bhav, but yet they knew nothing beyond their lover. Only they knew that Krishna is their lover. So it is Madhurya Bhav. Now he is telling that so Krishna should know that I am Ishwar, and Bhakta should know that he is Ishwar. Then it is Aishwarya Bhav. And when Krishna unremembers that I am Ishwar, not Ishwar, and the Bhakta also knows that he is not Ishwar, but they have an idea that he is God, yet they are not behaving like that. only behaving that as the lover, then it is Madhurya. So, Krishna is always in Braj Bhava, overpowered with prema, that is called Yogamaya. And all actions are, he does all actions by this prema. And this is not against Siddhant, that Krishna is ordered by prema or overpowered by prema. Because prema and Krishna are same thing. Satchidanandamaya. And this prema is Swabhav of Krishna. You know Swabhav?
Nature
of Krishna.
Can you say that prema is a Shakti of Krishna or not?
We may say. And Krishna himself, Krishna raso vaisaha, ras is prema. So prema is Krishna. And Krishna is prema also. And at the same time, prema is Shakti of Krishna. He is telling that at the time of Ras, Krishna was Sarvagya. Because he knew that all gopis wants to love me and to dance with me. He knew. And then he became so many Krishna. And he did what gopis liked. It is Mugdhata. And when he knew that everyone wants to dance with me and to play with me, this is Mugdhata, this is Aishwarya, Sarvagyata. So both at the same time comes. Why comes? Achinta Shakti. Krishna has Achinta Shakti. No tark can be there. These are the qualities of Krishna. Now he is telling that when a man worships Krishna and Radha by Vaidhi Bhakti, when he worshipped Narayan, Ram and all other fractions of Krishna by Vaidhi Bhakti, he goes to Vaikuntha after Siddhi.
What about Rukmini Dwarkadish?
I will tell separately. When Vaidhi Bhakti and regarding Vaikuntha, he will, after Siddhi, he will have Vaikuntha. Those who have no greed, but want to have Radha and Krishna, and worshipping Radha and Krishna, and doing everything by Vaidhi Bhakti, then where they will go? At Siddhi?
With no greed?
No greed. By Vaidhi Bhakti they are.
To Dwarka?
By Dwarka. No relation with Dwarka they are.
They are worshipping Radha Krishna.
They want Radha Krishna.
But not great.
Not great. And by Vaidhi Bhakti. Then they will have Golok. Golok. Swakiya and Parkiya they don't know. Only they know Swakiya. So Swakiya is in Golok. Golok is a vast thing. So many prakoshas there.
Levels.
So many. So if anyone is worshipping Radha Krishna and wants to Ki?
Golok. They go to Golok.
Golok. There is Aishwarya Gyan and Swakiya Bhav. There is no difference between Swakiya and Parkiya there. Only Swakiya Bhav. But Radha Krishna, like having every kind of Aishwarya there, and almost like Narayan, but not Narayan.
I was reading this book, Garga Samhita, and it describes this. And when I was reading, I was thinking, this is like Narayan, but it's Radha and Krishna. But it's not like the Radha and Krishna that we always hear about in Vrindavan and Gokul. It's a different mood.
Vaikuntha in Gokul is called Goloka. Krishna in Radha and Krishna like...
At first Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha lower, Vaikuntha means Narayan, Ram, all others. All 24 avatars are more than there. After that Ram Loka comes. After that Ram Loka, Krishna Loka comes. And it begins from Golok. In Golok there are so many divisions. Golok, Dwarka, Mathura and then Braj. In lower Golok, only this Swakiya Bhav with Aishwarya Gyan. No love.
No greed
at all. Towards Braj Bhav. But they like Radha and Krishna. Like Narayan, they like. Ram like. But no greed. Achcha. There is love. And worshipping Radha and Krishna, but not in Ragmarga. Understanding? There is love of service of Radha and Krishna. And they were worship also Radha and Krishna, but only in Vidhi Marga. Understand? You are very silent.
When Akura took his bath after taking Krishna and Balaram, he was taking them to Mathura. Then he took a bath, and then it said that Krishna showed the residents of Vrindavan a vision of Golok.
He only saw Golok, not Braja and Vrindavan.
They saw this Golok.
This Golok.
Yeah, that's
it. Akura also showed, Krishna showed Akura Vaikuntha.
That this Golok. And also to Brajavasi also he,
yes,
not this, not
Braja,
only Golok. In shape of Krishna and Radhika, Yashoda, all were there,
right.
But not Brajbhav. This is. So, having lobe, greed, but by Vidhi Marga, Radha and Krishna, which is worshipped, then they will go to Dwarka. Why? Why they? Because Radhika is Satyabhama. Chandravali is Rukmini. And here Aishwarya Gyan is there. So Radha and Chandravali with Krishna, Krishna Dwarkadhish, Chandravali and Satyabhama will be Srimati Radhika and there, and they are serving there.
So, what is the difference between someone who worships, who goes to Golok, and someone who worships and goes to Dwarka?
They have no love, greed.
So in
both Vaidhi, but
in
greed.
Dwarka there is greed.
They have greed, but they are worshipping as Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Radhika becomes Satyabhama, Chandravani becomes Rukmini, and all their assistants become like Dwarka Mahishi. And Krishna, not Krishna in shape, same.
Yadav Kumar.
But Yadav Kumar. So they go to Mallid Dwarka. And though has greed of Braj Bhav and worshipping by Raganuga Bhakti, in the guidance of a Rashik, Brajavasi, then they will have Praja. It is clear?
Very important.
Very important thing. So, I am not losing time. Without knowing, we cannot have an idea of Braja. And we may be deceived. And instead of Braj, we will go to Dwarka or Golok.
This gives us the conviction that we must try for the thing that you are teaching,
Raganuga Bhakti. You will have to give me Dakshina.
I will give anything. Oh, yeah.
I am very greedy. I want Dakshina. That.
You tell me.
I will have to tell me you. So good things. Certainly, we are lucky that we are. But discussing all these things. I think that by our practicing, in hundred and lakhs of births can go, it is not sure that we will discuss all these things. It is the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. One thing he is telling, we should not worship Radha and Krishna without past tense. Understand? Without past tense, if we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, a very simple thing can be achieved. So Rupa Goswami has told, by chanting Krishna name and by remembering the past tense, both should be
amalgamated.
And then it will be rush. If sugar is there and water is there, no mixing, no rush. So both should be mixed, then it will be rush. So what kind of pastime? Only with gopis. If a man has greed for that thing, you are writing? No. Whether Krishna is with always with Ladini Shakti, and Radhika is Ladini Shakti also. Swarup Shakti also. But yet, we should not remember Radha Krishna without past tense. Because if we will not do, then Ladini Shakti will not work. So Radha and Krishna, simply as we see in Sri Mandir, that will be the case. And that is why they will have darshan of Satyabhama and Rukmini or Lakshmi. So worshipping in Mandir of Radha and Krishna, it is not sure that we will have Braj Bhav. So in the order of Rup Manjari, Rati Manjari, our Gurudev as a Manjari, we should remember the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That our Goswami has described and in Srimad Bhagavat it has been described. When we do arti of Radha and Krishna, we should think something.
Oh, yeah, the past times.
Past time. What past time? In the morning, the past times of morning. In midday, the past times of midday. Being one of them, myself, and our Gurudev, one of them. Then our bhajan will be of that kind. otherwise simply by the bhakti.
Did the gopis ever offer arti, or the mandaris, would they offer arti to Radha and Krishna?
But you know that what kind of arti they are doing. They have a pradeep.
Lamp.
Lamp.
Light ki lamp.
What? Oh? Like this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Here ghee will have to give. Ghee. Ghee is our heart's prem. And heart is pradeep. That cotton,
wick. Wick.
This is bhav. What bhav? A special bhav. Every bhakta has a special bhav, that bhav. And resemblance with eyes. It will come through eyes. Gopis are worshipped by eyes, by the core of lives. And Krishna takes it with his eyes. And again, he takes in his heart, Krishna and Radha. Gopis do archan like this, not as this and this. When Krishna comes, Yashoda Ma takes a pradeep, thal and everything and does like this. Gopis is standing on the door and so that anyone cannot see them. And they are doing archan with their very lusty eyes to Krishna. And Krishna did not see that his mother is doing, but his eyes are where?
Some corner.
There. So this is best archan and best arti. And we should see that arti through this arti. One thing he has told to be very careful, that whether some persons have, or our acharyas has told, that the Radhika is swakiya, not parkiya. Parki is only prakat lila, not in a prakat lila, some has told. He had not mentioned the name, but I can mention. Who has done? Who has done?
Jiva Goswami.
And the followers of Sri Goswami. He is telling that in any Rishi Praneet, Rishi means the books which has been written by Rashik Vaishnava Acharya, like Narad, Vyas, Shuka, Shankar, and father of Vyasade, Parashar, they are Rasik Vaishnava. In Purans also, it has never been stated that Radhika is Swakiya of Krishna. So we should know that whether in Prakat Lila or Aprakat Lila, everywhere Radhika is Parakiya Bhav. Whether he is Swakiya, but yet, Swakiya means Halladini Shakti of Krishna. But yet he has always bhav of parkiya, whether in a prakat lila or prakat lila. So we should think and worship Radhika as a parkiya bhav. And we should serve her, and we should nikunya juno rati keli siddhyai ya yali bhir yukti rafekshani. Chitting of householders, chitting of their husbands, father-in-law, mother-in-law, brothers, and everyone fitting. And 16 kinds of siksha we should know as a parakiya bhav of Radhika. We should be like also that if you will not be, then will not serve Srimati Radhika in that way. If I greet
Jiva Goswami, sometimes I've heard that he said like that because some of his disciples...
Certainly this, and we should reconcile this thing as that thing. He knew. And he has written for Subdha Parakiya Bhava Bhakta that you should be think that she is Parakiya. But if a man has any doubt, then you have he has told strictly that you should follow that Sakya Bhava.
One more question. That in Radha Krishna Leela, sometimes we see that there is some Leela where Radha and Krishna are married.
So, in like this, that marriage is Parakiya, not Sakya. You should think it. Take care. Like when gopis want to do mazak with Krishna. Mazak, you know?
Joke.
Joke. Cutting joke.
What is that horrible sound?
One hour and
five.
I think it is crow, only not cuckoo.
What was I telling?
You were saying that in the Leela...
Cutting joke.
Joke, yes.
Gopis are sitting. Krishna is also sitting. Lalita went behind Krishna and Srimati Radhika. And he took the ends of Radhika and Krishna... what?
Sari and dhoti cloth. Okay.
And closed and
tied.
Then Vishakha was uttering mantra and gopis were singing song like marriage, and they told Krishna that you should do like this, and all were very pleased by doing this. This is a joke in Parakiya. They have done, like Brahma has done all. So, it has two meanings. Inner meaning is Parakiya Pushti. And outer meaning is to close the moksha of Anadhikari. We will tell that there is marriage here.
Yes. It's legitimate.
Both will be served.
Sometimes we see in this world little children play about marriage. Like that.
For pleasure only. Now he is telling one thing, and this is the last, perhaps.
So many more pages of it. What is this next thing?
That I am telling. A sadhak of Raganuga, having crossed the stage of Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav, he has crossed. After that, there is nothing to do in this world. Sadhana is completed here. A rays of only prem comes here. Now, this physical body cannot have the load,
cannot contain
the load of prem. So, after that, what happens? His question. He should directly go to Golok Vrindavan, or from that time, what he does, where he lives. He is telling that someone tell that they should go to direct Vrindavan, Braja. But it is not fact, the fact. There are something. Anyone tells that, but usually in Mani it has been told that after this stage they go to Vrindavan. But the fact is not clear whether in Prakat Braja or Aprakat. if they go directly to Golok Vrindavan, then there are some gavadi. There are some, there will arise some questions. That after that, sneh, prem, sneh, man, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav. And after bhav, then bhav, mahabhav. Anyone can meet Krishna in Braj. Without mahabhav, anyone cannot meet Radha and Krishna. That should be must mahabhav. This is the qualification of gopis who will meet Krishna and Radha and serve Radha. If one can directly goes to Golok Vrindavan in Aprakat Prakash, then where he has received sneh to Mahabhav, they have not. So they cannot go directly there. Understand? In Sadhak De, in this practicing body, Sthai Bhav cannot come. What to say Mahabhav? Snehman Pranay. They will not come.
Sthai Bhav?
Sthai Bhav, mane? You don't know?
Yeah, I know, but it can't come. When one
cannot come in, apparently in this body. It will come when Asray, Avalamban, Uddipan, Vyabhichari and all bhavs will gather there. It becomes prem.
Yes.
Yes. So this body, physical body cannot tolerate. Only up to bhav, this body can tolerate. So, he is telling that if there is not told that Aprakat Braj are Prakat Braj, but they go there in Braj. So we should think over it. And our Acharya have done something in investigation upon this subject. He is telling that Gopi, from the womb of Gopi, will have to take birth. So we should go directly to Braja, Aprakat, and there we will have Gopi Janma there, birth there.
Braja Aprakat or Braja Prakat?
He is telling that if anyone tells
he's taking that, side.
That Aprakat Braj, there. No. There is no sadhana bhumika there. So he cannot go and cannot have a birth from Gopi womb. So he rejects all two conditions. Now he is giving his own opinion that a sadhak having up to bhav avastha, yog maya, by the wishes of Krishna and Srimati Radhika, she takes him to a Prakat Leela. And Prakat Leela is anywhere in this world at any time. That is, in all time, in this world, this
some universe,
it is always present. So, Yogamaya, with the wishes of Krishna and Srimati Radhika, takes that lucky jeev to that world, that
Brahmanda,
and gives birth in the womb of a gopi. And from childhood, she has association of Nitya Siddha gopis. Sometimes she sees Krishna, and he has agreed to meet Krishna. That is Purvarag. She has so many scopes to from Prem to Mahabhava. And if there she is wedded and they have association of her husband, yet they have Prem with Krishna. And if they have some child also, Jogmaya will not approve his association with Krishna and gopis. So they should be wet, and from Virata they will wash everything. They will know that this is not my child, this husband is not child. And this bhav also goes on. And then they meet to Krishna. And those who have association of Nitya Siddha gopis, they have up to Mahabhava and they meet Krishna there. And after that Prakat Leela, when it goes in Aprakat, they goes with all Parikas of Krishna there and serve always Krishna. So he is telling that, O Mahanuragi Vaishnav, Araganuga Vaishnav, don't be worried, don't be afraid. You should go on with your practices of Raganuga Bhajan. After this, the death, he will go there, anywhere Krishna is there, he will Akarsh, attractive. Don't be worried. Always is Krishna waiting for you there. Go on practicing this Raganuga Bhajan. Because he is telling Krishna his prayer that, O Gokulananda, you are Leela Bilashi. Always sink in ocean of gopi prem. You are a swan. Tarna?
Swimming.
Where?
In the ocean. The lake. Krishna's pastimes.
Gopis. Gopi prem. And you are tester of that gopi prem. You have no time yet. You are sarvagya. You are Mugdha, and at the same time, by Achintya Shakti, you are Sarvagya also. So, listen my prayer. Don't be Mugdha. If you are Mugdha, you cannot hear. So, I pray you that be Mugdha also and be Sarvagya also, that you can know our heart and my prayer. You are be of Bhakti Manjari. Bhakti Manjari, you know? Bhakti is like a manjari. Srimati Radhika is any flower. And you are Madhukar. Madhukar means bee. So, I pray you and I do this Islam? Tadami Buddhi Yoga. What is the meaning?
I give you the intelligence by which you can come to me.
So I pray that you should give me intelligence so that I may have a Braj Prem to you and Radhika both. So give me intelligence so that I can receive this Prem. If you are not giving, then I will tell that you are going outside of this promise. So you should keep your promise. O Vrajendranandan, your feet are always in very pleasure and playing with the breast of gopis. So how I can got this service, serving you in this stage? You should give me that kind of buddhi yoga so that I will receive your this thing. Now he is ending this book. He is telling that those who have an idea that Raganuga Bhakti is beyond any Shastra Vidhi. What is the meaning? Beyond the
Shastric injunctions.
Those who are telling this. And those who tell that those who have left every raga, Shastra Vidhi. Shastra Vidhi means the
scriptural injunctions.
They have left. They can enter in Raganuga Bhakti. It is not true. How? He has described it. They don't know nothing. So, without Shastra, like Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Shastra, these have been written by Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narada, Narada Bhakti Sutra, all these things. If you don't follow all these things, then it will create troubles only. They have given here that slope. So we should not follow them. This Raganuga is so, to have this Raganuga Bhakti is so difficult for gods also, what to say, general persons, those who are so much qualified and they have the grace of Guru and Gauranga. For them, I have given this Chandrika, the rays of moon of Rag, so that they may go, they search the way and they can go by that. If I am something given light and one have some light, then I will think that this my action, prayas, prayas means chesta,
endeavor,
is I am safal hua. Safal means
success.
I am success in this, writing these books. Yes.
Maharaj, the moonlight is cool. Chandrika is cool, but this makes more hot.
He has told it. Now it is Sital, but afterward, when we have some realization, it will gradually become hot and hotter and hottest. We have
समाप्त किया आज इसका. I have one
question. I have one question.
May I ask this question? You have told that gradually one should know in Gopi Bhav, one should know what is one's name, what is one's age, who are one's parents, where is one born, so many things like this. At what stage does that come in this different progress? This bhav, this prem, then snehe, all of those, where does that come?
up till then we have dharja, dharja mane?
Patience.
Patience. We should know that our that qualification has yet not come. Well, we have no dharja for this. Where adhikar is there or not, all will burst away and we cannot live patiently. Then.
You mentioned it when you were reading that one will take, when prem comes, it cannot be within this body. The body cannot tolerate. So one must take birth in Krishna's Prakat Lila, in Sampramanda. So before that time, if one is meditating that my age is this, my name is like this, no.
There must be pure greed. And after coming that greed, God and Guru will arrange this. By arranging this, you'll have surely these things. And you have. And they will not alive until they know all these things. So pure greed should come. Then there will be no question of quality that whether we are in this stage or not. Krishna will arrange everything. But we should not do any kalpana. Kalpana means
imagination.
Imagination. This is our Gaudiya Vaishnava speciality. We should go on and go on. Should know, try to know. And then bring Raghunatha Bhakti. We will show that Srimati Radhika will, if he arranges for Gop Kumar and that Govardhan Brahman, why she will not arrange for also us? Surely she will. He has sent as one of the associates to you to bring up to this stage. Why she will not will arrange further? What mercy you have come to bring you, that mercy should also, if you have greed and very strong desire, you must arrange for this thing. If anyone will not available, he will make in our heart like Chaitya Guru. This would have prayer and strong desire. This is in our custody. And after that, what he is to do, he will do. The next time we will see some slokas of Bilal Krishna. It will be very helpful for these things. At this time we can have this desire also only, not more than this. When you will come? Some persons also come to me.